And now this is a dictation for Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, July 1329, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mr. Leonard with chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, urinary retention, indwelling folic acid, the last visit in January, comes accompanied with daughter. He went for an elective procedure, bladder stone removal from this, cystoscopy for bladder stone removal. Developed, however, urinary tract infection, questioned sepsis, was in the hospital for a few days and then transferred to nursing home in Schneps, already home now for the last 10 days. There is worsening edema. He tried to do low salt, but daughter admits that patient adds some salt. He's not drinking large amount of liquids. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. He denies diarrhea, bleeding. Urine without cloudiness, urine some cloudiness, but no bleeding and no abdominal or flank pain. Bilateral edema below the knees, however, no ulceration or discolor of the toes. As far as he remembered, he did not receive blood transfusion in the hospital. He has chronic dyspnea, but no change, no purulent material hemoptysis. There is some lightheadedness on standing, no gross orthopnea PND. Other review system, there is decreased range of motion on the right shoulder, which is chronic. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review for high potassium on Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, 3 days a week. Blood pressure NORVAS increased from 5 to 10. Next paragraph. Weight presently at 161. Blood pressure 130 over 60. He decreased hearing but normal speech. No evidence of respiratory distress, saturation room air at 97%. Lungs, for the most part, few rattles on bases, otherwise is clear. No gross consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, but I'm not impressed about ascites. Does have 3+ edema below the knees. Uses a walker. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries, a few days ago, creatinine 2.5, which actually is baseline for a GFR of 23, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis of 22, a normal albumin phosphorus, a low calcium 7.8, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.4, MCV low at 84 with a recent ferritin 140, saturation of 20%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, obstructive uropathy with urinary irritation, indwelling folic catheter, recent complications of bladder stone, and UTI sepsis at the time of procedure. No immediate indication for dialysis. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, no reported external bleeding. We are going to proceed to do intravenous iron. After that, EPO treatment, aiming for a hemoglobin of 10. Next number, low calcium at times replacement, 1,000 milligrams at bedtime away from last meal. Next number, worsening edema, preserved albumin, underlying CHF. This appears to be diet as well as effect of medications. I'm decreasing the Norvas from 10 to 5 milligrams. I'm adding Bumex 1 milligram 3 days a week. Monitor blood pressure, weight, and keep adjusting medications accordingly. Next number, continue chemistry in a regular basis. We start dialysis based on symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or refractory pulmonary edema to diet and medications. Continue pressing Lokelma for high potassium. Plan to see him back on the next 8 weeks, end of dictation.